my pleasure at this time to introduce the Chief of Los Angeles Police Department, Chief Charlie Beck.
Morning, class.
Good morning, sir!
Very good.
People are appropriately loud.
First, I want to tell you this. I hope you pay careful attention to the mayor and Mr. T-Bank. Their comments were spot on. Their comments were exactly what I need you to hear and what I need you to understand. But before my comments, I want to speak a little bit to the families and the friends that are here and that spent so much time and gave so much love and support to you during a very tough, tough training program. Every one of these seats is filled because of one thing. They didn't graduate because they were strong. They didn't graduate because they learned the law. They didn't graduate because they learned how to shoot. They didn't graduate because they could run. Now, they got better at all those things in the academy, but that's not why they are sitting here. They are sitting here because of something that you gave them, something that you, the families, created, something that I can never create. I can reveal it, but I can't create it, and that is their character. Their character is the most important thing in law enforcement. The vests that they wear, the guns that they carry, the training that they get, will help keep them safe, but the true thing that will keep them safe in this profession is their character. Doing the right thing, regardless of circumstance. Doing the right thing, regardless of personal gain. Doing the right thing, because it is the right thing. In policing, there is no right way to do a wrong thing. The ends never justifies the means in this profession. You learn that from your parents. You learn that from your friends. You learn that as you develop as a young person, whether it was in school, at work, or in the military. You learned it, and we tested it to make sure that was true before you got to sit in those seats. And you must never forget that. Ever. The other thing that is so important that you must never forget is a question that I ask each and every one of you. Why do you want to wear that badge? You are about ready to embark on careers that will change you. There's no denying that. You will experience things that no person should have to experience. You will go through physical and mental changes created by the environment that we are going to force you into. And you will not be the same person. So I want each and every one of you to write down the answer that you gave me to that question. You write it down today, right after this graduation. And you keep that with you. Put it in your locker, put it in your hat, do whatever you do with something that will remind you. Because every day, I want you to remember why you're here. All of you gave good answers. And when I looked in your eyes, and I'm a 40-year police officer, I was raised by a police officer, I've raised two police officers, I've been around law enforcement all my life. If there's anything I know, it's cops. And when I look in your eyes, I see why you wear that badge. I see the pride that you have in yourself, the pride that you have in this organization. I see the desire to make a difference. Never lose that. Never lose your pride in yourself, in each other, and never lose that desire to make a difference. There are many professions that you could pursue that make you more popular, that might make you wealthier, that might have more status in some communities. But there is no profession, none, where one person can make the difference in other people's lives like this one. Now that difference can be positive, which is what we desire, or it can be negative. You must recognize that your authority, that the fact that the city of Los Angeles and the state of California has given you this immense authority to take away property, life, and freedom, gives you tremendous influence on people. Make that a positive influence. Many of you told me that you became a Los Angeles police officer because you were impacted by a Los Angeles police officer. Be that person. Be that person that goes to a house, as Mr. T. Fank said, on the worst day of that family's life, and make the difference. Be the difference. Be that person that is the calm in the eye of a storm, because you'll be in many storms every day, starting Sunday. Be that person that recognizes that all of us grow up in different circumstances. And sometimes our present is so impacted by our past that we need help. Be that person that makes a difference. Most of you are very young, especially in my eyes. But that doesn't mean that you can't affect other young people. Many of you told me you wanted to be a role model, an example. Be that every day. And be that not just through your strength, although that's important. Be that through your compassion. One of the strongest tools in policing, and I've been doing this a long time, is empathy. Think about that. Why would empathy be a tool in policing? Every day, I ask the public, some days I ask the media, to understand what we do, to see things through your eyes. I demand that you see things through other people's eyes. Think about what it's like to grow up in a housing development where you can't leave the door at dark. Think about what it's like to have your mother have you sleep in the bathtub because she's afraid that you'll get struck by random gunfire. Think about what it's like to be recruited into a street gang before you're in double-digit age. If you show empathy, tempered with your strength, you will be the kind of cop that I look up to. You'll be the person that can change this city. You'll be the person that changes policing in America. It's a great city. You're part of a great police department. I couldn't be prouder of where we are, but I also couldn't be more certain about where we need to be. You're a part of that. B. be the difference. Thank you.